Monday Night Talk continues all week long. Go to 95.9watd.com/Monday Night Talk and keep in touch on Facebook and Twitter. This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi.
Welcome back to Monday Night Talk. And yes, definitely do, seeing that I was successful in putting up our stuff from last week, the primary election conversation that we had, a little round table, as well as some of our guests. Definitely check out the podcast or on iTunes. That's the other way you can do it. Look for Monday Night Talk. And especially if you have a smartphone, you happen to be waiting on the tea or hanging out somewhere, why not check out Monday Night Talk?
Because that's exactly what they want to listen to, is Kevin talking.
Well, or Joe Rossi. Joe, yes, who's our first guest, Joe?
Well, we have one with us right now calling in to the to Monday Night Talk is the owner of McGuigan's Pub and one of our sponsors, Richard Rosen. Hey, Richard, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. I'm only disappointed that you you're not in studio with us tonight.
Well, I know. I'm sorry that you didn't get to see me tonight. But, you know, if you ever came to Whitman and came to McGuigan's Pub for once, you'd get to see me, because I'm there almost every night.
You know, he does take pictures of famous people who come in there. Most recently, he had Jordan Rich in there.
Jordan Rich came in to see me. He had dinner. Wonderful guy. Occasionally, we have people come visit.
Now, I have to ask you, first and foremost, knowing that we're in September, I believe that you have a very special event coming up this week on Wednesday. Talk to us about halfway to St. Paddy's Day. Only pubs celebrate this unique milestone.
Halfway to St. Patrick's Day, of course, would be the 17th of September, 6 months to March. It has become, believe it or not, the second busiest night of the year for us. We will have Irish step dances, Maureen Haley Irish step dances. We will have a bagpiper, and we have Kirby and the Wallbangers will be performing at 7 o'clock all night. It is the start of the season to bring back our Guinness beef stew, which is homemade and really, really, really good. We'll be having that every night starting Thursday. We're having corned beef and cabbage Thursday night, which we do occasionally. So it'll be a pretty big night at McGuigan's Pub.
I have to ask you, is this, when you first opened up McGuigan's Pub, was this one of the things that you put on the calendar? So we're going to make sure that we celebrate. Is it anybody who opens a pub, it's kind of one of the quintessential things?
I believe it is. Of course, when I was opening the pub, I didn't know what an Irish session was. And now I have one every Tuesday night.
Okay.
I don't think we did halfway to St. Paddy's Day the first year. I'd have to go back and look, but I know we've done it every year since, and it has become a big night.
And is this something that usually is a buzz when we get out of the summer months, that folks start asking you, so Richard, what are you planning for halfway to St. Paddy's Day?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of funny. The last couple of weeks, you know, summer's over, kids are back to school, people are back from vacation, and now they're coming in and they're going, okay, when is halfway to St. Patrick's Day? And I'll go, maybe September 17th. And the next question now is, when is MASH? So, you know, that's the next thing that we're going to be.
That's right. That's the McGuigan's Adult Scavenger Hunt. That's what that acronym stands for.
That's correct.
When is it? Now, I believe that you're going to actually unveil that at this moment.
I have not mentioned this to anybody in the world other than my daughter.
Wait a minute, which daughter?
The one that is the general manager of McGuigan's Pub would be Danielle.
Ah.
Her and I actually discussed it today, and we came up with a date. Of course, we have to center it around the Patriots not playing in the afternoon, because we do them on Sunday afternoons.
Right.
So our fifth annual MASH event will be held on, drum roll please, November 9th.
Very nice.
So November 9th this year will be our fifth annual McGuigan's Adult Scavenger Hunt, which is really a pretty funny day in the pub.
And just explain to folks what it is exactly that happens. What do you do, and what's involved as far as prizes?
Okay, it's a point-driven event, meaning we don't want people to go out and steal things like you used to do when you were a kid.
Yeah, that's me. Yep.
And, you know, do these scavenge hunts, and, you know, when you're list of around 400 clues. They're not clues, they're tasks. And they vary in points from 1, the easiest, to, you know, 18 or 19 for the more bizarre or difficult. And the teams are 3 to 5 people. It can't be more than 5. We generally have 50, 60 people that partake in this event. They all show up at the pub at, you know, little afternoon. At 12:30, we give out the clues. They can't, they leave at 1, or by 1. They have to be back at 6 p.m. If they're not back at 6, they get penalized. And, example, some of the things are having the picture taken in the back of an ambulance, or having some of the team members in a jail cell, or greeting the Walmart greeter. You know, silly little crazy stuff. I'm not giving away anymore, but there are some. It's pretty funny. It's a pretty funny event.
And have you had, what the, as far as the when it comes to the who the champion each year, has it been a repeat champion, or have you had, has it been well spread out?
No, actually, we've had a couple of teams that have duked it out for 4 of the 5 years, and I think one team has won twice, and they take it. It's a group of women that I believe that when they all went to college together, when they did it in college, they were like scavenger hunt champions, and they take it very serious. And they got beat last year, and it was not pleasant. I mean, they weren't happy with the winning team, but the winning team got more pictures than they did. More pictures and more points. And, you know, it's really interesting the way that people go about the clues and the tasks and getting the pictures and how they do it. And it's pretty interesting. If you've never done it, it's absolutely hilarious. And we get more points for costume if you come in costume.
Now, how about if people want information? When are you going to put that information up on McGuigan'sPub.com?
It probably won't be for a couple of weeks. Okay. You know, there's so much going on. There's so many things going on that literally today, only because of my appearance tonight on the radio, that I even came up with the date. so it's going to take me a week or two to get this up and running.
Okay. So folks will want to pay attention to the McGuigan's Pub Facebook page and also to the website, McGuigan'sPub.com. Before we let you go, let folks know about a couple of other unique things that you do. I believe that you do it's popular these days, the Paint and Pour event, and also tease them with your $7 Sunday event.
Yeah, we do, and we've been doing it for quite a while now. We did take a couple months off during the summer. Paint and Pour seems to be the latest rage around, and we have a woman who comes in, and she only sells 30 tickets. We give up the dining room for a couple of hours on a Sunday afternoon. They sell out literally within 2 days. The next one is in a couple of weeks on a Sunday, but that one sold out. And then we have one on the 27th of September sold out. The 19th of October may be sold out, and we haven't announced the 16th of November. But you have to watch McGuigan's Pub website, Facebook page for that. And they'll release it. It's literally sells out in 2 days.
Okay.
Sometimes less. And it's really cool. A woman comes in and with 30 little canvases, and she gives a paint lesson.
$7 Sundays?
$7 Sundays actually occur every Sunday now from 12 to 5. And we have 7 items on the menu for $7. And it's stuff that is on the menu now. It's not a smaller portion or anything like that. It's stuff that we offer. So $7 Sundays, noon to 5. For instance, order fried pickles, any two-topping pizza, a McGuigan's Pub burger, lunch and shepherd's pie. So there's some interesting items that, you know, if you wanted to try, you come in, and it's stuff that runs for obviously more than $7, so it's a pretty good deal to come in and enjoy McGuigan's.
Yeah, don't forget. I mean, I know we've touched upon a couple of things, but McGuigan's has something going on 7 days a week. Of course, we'll probably have you back on in a couple more weeks to chat about not only talk up MASH, McGuigan's Adult Scavenger Hunt, but other events that are going to be taking place at your establishment. And as always, we thank you for being a proud sponsor of Monday Night Talk.
It is my pleasure to be a proud sponsor of Monday Night Talk.
Thank you so much, sir.
I'll see you guys later.
You got it. All there right, he is, Richard Rosen, our guest, and we'll step aside. And when we come back, we'll speak with the mayor of Brockton, Bill Coppender. Don't go anywhere.
This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi, on 95.9 WATD.